Welcome to Amit Sehgal, Telegram. A lot happening today, from the front lines to the halls of power. Let's get into it.
Absolutely. We've got updates on the Gaza situation, political maneuvering, and even a bit of good news.
Right. Starting with that first image, soldiers remotely participating in prayer at the Cave of the Patriarchs. Powerful stuff.
A real testament to faith and resilience, especially given the context.
Then we jump to Netanyahu's Gaza tour. Apparently, no Shin Bet representative was present, which is unusual.
The Prime Minister's office claims it was a military tour, hence the absence. But it does raise eyebrows, given the subsequent cancelled security meeting.
And the back and forth about humanitarian aid to Gaza. Katz initially suggested it, then walked it back after coalition backlash.
Smotrich and Ben-Gvir certainly weren't happy about the prospect. A lot of political pressure there.
I see. Interesting. And on a more positive note, Noah Argamani, the hostage survivor, made Time's 100 most influential people. Incredible.
Truly inspiring. Her resilience and strength are a beacon of hope.
Switching gears back to the conflict, the IDF claims the pressure in Gaza is pushing Hamas towards a hostage deal.
They cite 250,000 displaced residents and at least 350 militants neutralized since the fighting resumed. A grim statistic, but hopefully a step towards resolution.
There's also that Shin Bet member arrested for leaking information. He was released to house arrest.
The whole leak investigation is a contentious issue. Some argue it's a selective crackdown, targeting leaks that are unfavorable to the Shin Bet chief.
Got it. And lastly, that devastating image of Rafah, a stark reminder of the cost of conflict.
A sobering sight. It underscores the urgency of finding a peaceful solution.
Well, that's a wrap for today's Amit Sehgal Telegram podcast. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe, everyone, and goodbye.
Bye-bye.